Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. It is Find It Out Friday, waking up with Linda Maxian and Tiffany with an I, celebrating Black History. Black history then and now, and Black history forever. You know, the inventors, the teachers, the doers, our ancestors are the reasons why we are doing what we do now. So many hidden treasures, so many forgotten about, so many not even mentioned. Let us never, ever, ever forget. You know, we're celebrating Rosa Parks tribute. It's happening tomorrow in the city of Los Angeles. All metro rides will be free, okay? For transit equity, that's what it's named. And that's happening tomorrow, Saturday, all day long. And there's some information out there with, like I mentioned last night, with Nelson Mandela quoted. He said, all things are impossible until they're done. Okay? Keep that in mind. And, of course, my girl Shirley Chisholm stated, you know, if they don't have a seat for you at the table, take a folding chair. Be there. Sit there. Find out. Make the changes that we have to make. We're going to come on with Tiffany with an eye. She's going to join us. But right now, let me just bring you in and say, we have some information for you for Find It Out Fridays. Welcome in.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na. Da, 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 da.
late. We gonna hang on a long time here. I have Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I change it. I correct it, and I complete it with us this evening. Tiffany with an eye. How are you on Find It Out Friday?
I am fabulous on Find It Out on Friday. That was a lot to say, right? Fabulous on Find It Out Friday. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes we have to bend that tongue and take it a little slow, but it's all real, and it's going to come out, and it's always going to come out from the heart. Tiffany, thank you so much for taking our time, coming on the Karen Share with us. And as I was speaking with them, we're celebrating Black History, but, you know, we just don't do it for the month. We do it every day. And the whole world, the entire world, has celebrated every day. I told them about the inventors, the teachers, the doers, our ancestors, are the reasons why we are doing what we do here now, okay? And we have so many hidden treasures out here. You know, so many that have been forgotten about, so many that have never, ever been mentioned. That's why it's so important that we have to tell our babies the stories, because they don't know anything about it. They really need to know from which they came, what they're about, and what they're capable of doing, okay? And that's up to us to do that, because, see, we know the stories. We know how it goes, and that's why we get on here and care and share and talk about a whole array of things, because that's what it's all about. It's about life. Life goes up and down like the waves in the ocean, and you have to be able to ride them no matter what. Tiffany with an eye, do you know anything about what's happening with the planets out there? I know everything is lined up, but can you share something with us, or is this a good day?
Sure can, because guess what? The full moon in Leo is February 5th this Sunday, and it is the first new moon of the lunar calendar. So, I found out, because I did a little research, and in my research, I learned that, and I'll give you a little different information as I usually give you, and then probably on Monday I'll go more in depth of the sign and the planet that is associated with, or where the planet is in Leo and what all that means. But this is what I found out, that there are different tribes that celebrate it, and some tribes refer to it as death, and because there was famine, and they were literally, as they were traveling, it was a very tough experience for them. But there was a different tribe called the Hopi tribe, and they called the moon, this moon, a moon of purification and renewal, which is very fitting, because this is like the first full moon of the year, according to the lunar calendar, as I said before. So cultures that follow the lunar calendar, especially East Asian cultures, tend to associate the full snow moon, is what they're calling it, with new beginnings for this reason, like new beginnings, renewal. And we keep talking about that, right? We've talked about that for months now. We're coming into a period of new beginnings, of renewal, transformation, and we're still going through that. But the ancient Chinese, for example, called it the budding moon. So we were talking about celebrations in the month of February, and this is kind of befitting because, as a matter of fact, celebrations of February's full moon are the climax of the new year festivities in, you know, different East Asian countries, excuse me. Like in China, the full snow moon is celebrated during the lantern. So, the lantern festival. So that occurs on the 15th day of the lunar new year. And during this festival, the Chinese release Kongming lanterns into the sky as they admire the full moon and eat rice balls that are usually filled with a sweet paste. And the round shapes of balls symbolize family togetherness and bring good luck to the whole family. So it's a celebratory moon. in essence, which is great because we're talking about celebration.
Okay.
And that's what I found out this Friday.
Well, you know,
I was researching and trying to bring something different. Of course, on Monday we'll get a little bit more in depth to the sign that the moon is in and the planets that are affecting the sign and so forth. But I wanted to bring this to you guys in a different format because we are talking about celebration, as I said before.
Yes, and everything is being celebrated. And, you know, I so much enjoy dialogue that I have with you because of coming from your culture as Ethiopian, there's a lot of things that you know, I just like learning about the different cultures. And even though we're all connected as one, we all have different knowledge and educational paths and things of that nature. Tell me, why is this celebration here? Why are we dealing with Black history? Where did that really, really, really start? Where did that start?
Well, a lot of people don't know that the origin of our culture and history started in Ethiopia because Lucy was like the oldest woman of 4 million years that they dug up and found her remains. And that's where it all started. And many people have talked about this. I know, you know, various talk show hosts have talked about it. And I believe Oprah at one time during her talk show talked about Ethiopia or Africa being the origin of where we all come from. So, which is very interesting, right?
Very.
Some will debate that, but as I've done my own personal research and I've taken it through language to find how we are all connected, it did originate in Africa, and it did originate in Ethiopia. So some Black Americans don't like to say that they're from Africa. They do not want to have association with Africa, which is okay. But when you go to Africa and you know what is in Africa, you know, it's a very, very rich continent. It's got plenty of, you know, resources, minerals. It has everything that you ever want on the planet is in Africa. So for some to not claim that they're from there and claim that they're African American from the origin in which they came, it's different in my opinion. I mean, I do like to associate, know where I came from so that I know where I'm going and, you know, what the past, is important in terms of my present and my future. So I personally, again, like to acknowledge that I'm from Africa because I'm third generation Ethiopian because it's so rich in culture. And the Ethiopian people are just beautiful people. They're sweet, they're kind, they're loving. You know, so we come from truth, love, and compassion. And we really, really do. And it is just so... It's such a warm feeling for me to know that I came from a place like that and from a culture like that and a culture of people that are so kind. So, you know, again, for me to acknowledge where I'm from and the beauty that it holds, I'm grateful and I'm very appreciative, but not everybody is. You know, some people are like, oh, well, I don't want to go to Africa because, you know, people live primitively there. That's not true. They have, in some areas, they have more technology than we do. And it's a very cultured place. I mean, not everything is going to look like the depiction that you might have seen on Roots. It doesn't look like that. They've evolved and they're, you know, things are metropolitan. They're current. Mm-hmm. So, again, if you do not want to accept that, acknowledge that, associate, connect, that is your prerogative. But for me, I know that it is one of the essence of who I am in my makeup. So I'm proud in a sense that I'm very honored to be from such a place.
Well, I'm very honored that you would take out time to share, because I tell everybody and from time to time, find out who Lucy is. And when you find out who Lucy is, you'll find out who you are. And then they have to go do their research and take what they take and use what they use. But that's why I asked you that question, because Lucy is the beginning, is the old school, shall we say. And then everything flowed from there. So I appreciate you sharing this with us as we're celebrating Black History Month. That is Black History every day, every breath, every whatever. It's then, now, and forever. And I will be using that title the whole month of Black History Month, because that's what it's about. Black history then, Black history now, and Black history forever. Things are changing. I was mentioning that I think Rosa Parks' birthday, don't quote me, I think it's tomorrow, but anyway, they're having a transit equality day, and there's free rides on all the metros, and you won't have to pay. So those of you who want to get out and get around or get from here to there, or just hop on the train, get on the transit, and celebrate Rosa Steps, because that's where it all started from, so they say. Okay, it was earlier than that. But she just, her feet was hurting, so they just took it there. She sat down because her feet was hurting. And, you know, we don't like our feet to be hurting here. And another thing I found out was the renter's protection has been extended. I haven't gotten a lot of information about it, but I will. So, you know, wherever that's going to lead to. So I've just been snooping around, having a very, very busy week, you know, working with my babies and trying to figure out what they want, because, see, we don't tell them what they need. They have to tell us what they want, and I have to put that out there again. We do not tell them what they need. They have to tell us what they want, and then that way it makes a smooth dialogue, smooth collaboration. Everybody is happy, and everybody feels a part of. So basically, that's what I've been spending the week doing, and some other necessary things. So I couldn't remember what day it was until today. That's just how busy I have been. But I like being busy, because when you can multitask and keep yourself busy, it keeps your brain cells flowing, okay? That's why we like to tell you to stay woke, stay aware, stay safe, and more so, stay kind. Your culture is a kind, loving culture. All of our cultures are kind and loving. We just learn ugly ways down the road, okay? But that's what we're here to be, is kind and loving and compassionate toward one another. We got some work to do. You know, persons like yourself, and we like to care and share. Hopefully it will sink in. We're not trying to change you. We're trying to change us, because when you change, it all changes. Keep that in mind. As who was that? I think it was a statement that it might have been Obama. I'm not sure. I hear things and I write them down. And it says, when someone tells you no, show them why they should have said yes, and do it yourself. Okay? That's kind of crazy sounding, but that's what we live by. You know, no don't mean anything. It's what we have to show you, because everyone has an opinion. But this is Black History Month. We're celebrating. Each day we'll talk about people. I didn't know which way to go. I mean, we have so much contribution to this world, all the contribution to the world, if you ask me. And so we'll be talking about different persons each day, you know, to kind of like educate our young adults out there. Because like I say, they don't know the story. They hear a little bit about it, but they don't know it. But I appreciate you sharing with us. And Ethiopia, we're going to have, you're going to have to take me to the restaurant. You know, I'd like to learn about the different foods and stuff. But basically, yeah, we all eat the same. We all eat gravy, casserole. But you share with me that it's all about sitting down, having dialogue, and having tea and conversation.
Yes. We have coffee, which is called Buna, and it's a ceremony. So what we do is we roast the beans, and when we roast the beans, we pass it around for everybody to smell. And we usually have, like, popcorn or something as an offering. And
okay,
the whole ceremony is meant to, for everyone, and we have frankincense that we light, you know, for that too. And it's a very nice ceremony, but it keeps us, I guess, just in the present moment. And then with those around us sharing and caring and just really being grateful for our family members and our friends. So, if you know, usually we have conversation by coffee. If you go to Starbucks, I'm sure you've seen Ethiopia, you know, as one of the places where they get coffee, because coffee is a very, important thing of our culture. We love to drink coffee. Mm-hmm. And it's like espresso, because people don't know, too, that the Italians had invaded Ethiopia. So we drink very strong coffee. It's in a little cup, and it's very strong, but very good. And it's like I said, each time we do that, when we have two or more people, we usually do the ceremony and invite people. And it's a really special, it's kind of a special occasion when you have that many people around. So,
Well, I'd like to partake in that. I'd like to learn about the various cultures, how they celebrate, how they eat. Because, you know, it's a multitude of us out here, and most people try to lump you all in one box, but that's not so. It doesn't work that way. So I'm always researching. So say if we meet up at the restaurant, I'll have to drink a strong coffee, right?
Yes, it's delicious. It's really good. It's like I said, it comes in a little small cup like espresso, and it's just as strong as espresso. But, again, when the Italians invaded Ethiopia, I mean, you know, the different cultures exchanged different things, coffee, food. Mm-hmm. There was a cultural exchange like that. So, and we even eat spaghetti. People don't know that Ethiopians eat spaghetti as part of our, you know, meal. Like one of the things that we prepare lentils, a lot of lentils and beans, and we eat with injera, which is a bread, and we really enjoy our food. You know, it's we are one with the food, so that's why we eat it with the bread. You know, it's a very intimate experience. Let me say that. It's a very intimate experience, and you know, and then when you like someone or you're very, very close to someone, and you feed someone, that is a very special moment, because you don't do that with everybody. You only do that with people that are close to you. And again, realizing that we are eating with bread. We're not eating with a knife and fork necessarily. We're eating it with bread.
Okay.
So there's so many beautiful traditions, like there are in many cultures around the world. And, so when you one day call and say, I want to go and have some Ethiopian food, I would love to take you somewhere that has really good Ethiopian food.
Well, I'm ready to go. I want to learn all the tricks of the trade because, you know, I'm a global woman here. And I'd like to know everything about everything and about all people and about all cultures because we're all lumped in this pot of potatoes together. So we might as well learn and teach and each one teach one as much as we possibly can. So Tiffany Lynn and I, you know, on Find It Outside, we're wrapping up the end of the week. Persons are getting ready to start their weekend. It appears that it's going to be a very nice weekend. Lots of things are happening out there. I just want to tell everyone to be safe and be aware and observe everything up around you, but go out and enjoy yourself. I don't know what's actually happening. You know, there's stuff that's still out here. Whatever it is, it's still out here. You see numbers, you see figures, but, you know, we have to live our lives. Just do it with caution and do it safely, but get out and enjoy. It's such a different time. It's such a new beginnings, as we say. Nothing is being done the way that it was done before. And we should not try to stay stuck and live our lives the way we had done it before. You have to change with the change. So slowly but surely, we're coming out. So I have on the top of my list here, I'm going to the Ethiopian restaurant, and I'm going to do the ceremony and have the strong coffee. Well, I'm a coffee drinker, so and I like it pretty strong. So if it's stronger than the way I like it, I'm going to have a real, real good time, but definitely I'm a coffee drinker. Coffee, I drink teas, but more so coffee. I don't talk to anybody until I have my cup of coffee in the morning. Don't even say anything to me because I'm not comprehending. So if I don't have my coffee, I'll be running into the wall. So I have a T-shirt and say, don't say nothing until I've had my cup of coffee. So I don't open up my mouth, sit up. That's one time of the day that that's my first me time, but I take several me times, okay? But that morning, me time, don't talk, don't speak, say nothing. I look in the mirror and look at myself and say how beautiful and wonderful I am and give myself a big smile, and then I go get my coffee. But no one else can talk to me until I've had that coffee. So I'm glad that the culture is coffee. I didn't even know that you guys ate spaghetti. But yeah, so listeners out here, see, we bring all kind of stuff to you. You know, the black history, why is history? Do your research. Do some research and call me and tell me who Lucy is, okay? When you find out who Lucy is, you're going to be shocked, okay? Lucy is the mama of all mamas, okay? Lucy is the reason why we're here. She started it all. So come back. And Lucy was in Ethiopia. So it was Ethiopia that set it off, okay? So even though Ethiopia is Eastern Africa, am I correct, Tiffany?
Yes, I believe, yes.
Okay, Green. Okay. So Africa's huge, 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 huge. I need to study more about it. Huge, huge, huge. With many, many, many resources over there, many. And just don't look at Kunta Kinte and think everybody like that is like that, because it's not. Okay, very cultured, very educated, strict with technology, kings and queens. We're kings and queens. That's where we came from, okay? And the young adults, you need to know it and never forget it. Came from royalty, yes, no matter in despite of what somebody's showing you, telling you, or making you feel like, you are from royalty, period. Know that, understand that, remain kind, learn as much as you can learn. And Tiffany, give us a word to go out over this weekend and to bring us back on Mindful Monday. We appreciate you so much. Tell us, give us something to take us through the weekend.
Well, you know, it's the full moon on Sunday, so everybody just celebrate because it's a very celebratory time. You know,
okay.
Like I said, in East Asian cultures, they're celebrating. We should celebrate as well because it is the first of the full moon
okay.
of the year. And, you know, we're talking about purification and renewal. So enjoy, you know, enjoy the energy that's out there that the full moon embraces, because it's in Leo. So Leo is all about the lion, right, and the mane of the lion and beauty and your self-image and things of that nature. So enjoy yourself. Yeah. I love Leos. Leos are very proud people, but they're also, you know, it depends on you know, how much they have, but some people take it to the extreme, but then there are others that don't. But if you connect with it in a way that's healthy, as in all things, then you will, it'll be fine. You know, all the signs are there for a reason, and it is, it's great that we can connect that way. So just go out there in confidence, you know, let your hair down, you know, and really enjoy yourself. It's a very celebratory moment. Because, again, we are in a flux of change. We're pioneering. We're stepping into new things. And, you know, go out and be you and really embrace your true confidence, your true identity, your true authenticity, you know. And that's what I would say is just keep celebrating because we're in a celebratory month. And everybody around the world is celebrating. To some degree.
Yes, they are. Tiffany, that has been very, very educational. You have been very, very exciting on this Find It Out Friday. You're doing some research. We always find out something, but this was a good one. And I'm agreeing with you that known as in Leo, go out and be your you. Okay, no, you don't have to tell Leo that because Leos are going to always be their them. If that's the way to put it, right? They're going to always give you them. Some individuals don't understand it. They roar like a lion. They're king of the jungle. They train their babies. The mama lion trains those cubs. She pushes them down that mountain 3 or 4 times. And when she sees that they can make it back up, she walks away from it. Okay? So the lion fears nothing and no one. And neither does her cubs, okay? So roar out there, blind them. You know, I call myself son. So I don't believe in anyone being my son Ray no matter what. So I guess I better be blinging and skinging too since the moon is in Leo. It's my time, isn't it? Huh? I have to hold on until I tell everyone else, you hold on, okay? Because we're coming. But I enjoyed it. Thank you for sharing that, giving us that bit of information, because I didn't know where it was setting. I knew it was the new moon, but I had no idea it was in Leo.
Right. So Leo is often associated with royalty, glamour, and being the center stage. Represented by the lion, Leo is a proud energy that encourages us to shake our manes and stride through life with grace and confidence. There you go.
So shake it up, throw that hair, roar as loud as you can, and fear nothing out there. The only thing I fear sometimes is myself, because sometimes myself gets away from myself, and I have to pull it back and talk to it. But Tiffany, this has been a pleasure. Find It Out on Friday. We end the week. We'll be back on Mind for Monday. And on Tuesday, Stephanie will be back with us with that number 5 chakra that we will be talking about. And that's that throat chakra. And be aware of the words that you let come out of it, okay? But she's going to share that with us. And down the line, we don't know what we're going to bring in. We might do all jazz. We might do music to listen by. We might do a little bit of hip-hop out there. I'm working with my young adults. I'm looking for that baby. I'm looking for them. You know, they're out there doing it, so that's what we do. We grab them, we train them, and we let them go. Okay, teach one. Each one teaches one. And listeners, you can learn from a baby out there. Tiffany, we love you. We're going to say have a great weekend, and we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
have
thank
a great
you.
Weekend, listeners. Stay well, stay safe, stay happy. Love ya.
educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.